Good morning, 8:11 here on the Mighty 690, and it is Interstate Farm and Home Show Eve. So joining us, we have Tina Romine, our very own promotions director here, KGGF, and Tina.
Good morning.
Red letter day here. So we're getting close.
Yes.
And so you got your red letter 690 shirt on.
I do have my 690 shirt on today. It's my workday shirt.
Yeah, so, the sales staff is coming in t-shirts, and I'm like, what's going on? Now you're all going to be sweating away in Nellis Hall.
It is setup day, so yeah. Our pipe and drape comes in today, so we're going to transfer the Nellis Hall into a trade show atmosphere, and tomorrow morning our vendors start showing up, and our show is open to the public at 1 o'clock tomorrow, so come in, sign up for chances to win really great prizes. We've got those two chances to win the $500. So that's exciting. And we've got weekends in Branson. So a little weekend getaway. You can run over and do lots of fun things over there. And then a lot of our vendors will have door prizes that they give us as well. And I know that Heritage Homes Realty, they have told me they are doing a register to give away a prize at their booth, and they have a patio furniture and a patio heater. So I know that's going to happen. I know we've got wine tasting, and we've got the bourbon distillery. So that's fun. The Wildwood Cellars will be there, and they have the elderberry wine, and it's really healthy. The elderberry is like really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
so I know that last time they were here, it sold out really quickly. So
everybody
likes the elderberry and or elderberry syrup, or they have different products. But the Cask and Grove people, they're one of my favorites. They will be here with the infused olive oils and balsamic vinegars. If you want to look at all the people coming to our show, you can visit our website. There at the top of KGGFradio.com, there is a scrolling bar, and it says Interstate Farm and Home. If you'll click that, then you can go to our participating vendor page and see all of those vendors that will be there this year, and everybody that participated with us. So we've got around 100 participants in one way or another this year. So
no, that's great. And of course, like you said, there's going to be activities for the kids. They got the bounce house.
Bounce houses will be there. Yep.
And then two, there is the outdoor cattle handling option there. Now, tomorrow's looking a little chancy for rain, so maybe I'm not sure. You know, it might be kind of on and off.
No, it's going to be great. The weather's going to be great.
But I was saying, like, Saturday is going to be great for all the outdoor stuff. So I mean, both days are going to be fine. But yeah. The good thing is there's a bunch of indoor things.
Yes.
So regardless of what the weather does, you're going to be okay. But yeah, the outdoor cattle handling, I mean, that's going to be real cool.
That is going to be really cool. It's from Go Bob Pipe and Supply, and they have some folks from OSU coming in to just kind of teach you how to not stress out your cattle so much when you're moving them and handling them, and it ought to be a pretty good thing to see. So
got the advantages of different pieces of equipment. You can feel the difference between a hydraulic and a manual squeeze chute, of course, with live cattle, so that's really cool. You've got the area set up for them, so that's neat. I mean, and people are always down to check out, you know, new methods, new equipment, and all that sort of thing,
right? New equipment is always fun and makes your life a little bit easier.
Yeah, we're all about that. Work smarter, not harder.
Exactly. There's a lot of products at the show that will help your life be a little bit easier. If you're building fence, there's a Show Me Twister. It is a product. I don't really know how to describe it, but it's the wire that holds the barbed wire to a T-post, and you tighten it in there. And then there's also another product that goes on the wire and tightens the wire, so you don't have to restring that fence if you get a lag in your wire. So there's a couple of those products. And again, you can check that if you want to check their websites out or whatever, but it's better to come by. You can touch it. You can feel it. You can ask questions. You can see product demonstrations. We have jewelry. We have food. We have tractors. We have bank institutions, like the Cutco Cutlery people will be there. So we have kitchen stuff. We have all kinds of things to look at. If it goes in your home, if it goes in your yard, if it goes in your farm, we'll have it. North Star Metalworks will be there, and they're bringing in all of their yard ornaments and items and things.
And speaking of kitchen stuff, we're going to have the tickets on sale for the OK Cooking School, right?
Yes, we will. I have them in my possession, and we are ready to sell those. We have the VIP tickets that you can usually only get in Bartlesville. We'll have those at the show. So now is your time to pick those up if you are thinking about coming to that. And that is Tuesday, April 18th at the Bartlesville Community Center. Or now they're transitioning into a new name of the center. So when we say the center, we actually mean the same thing. But
people are always trying to shorten things, and I'm like,
yeah, they're transitioning into that, and so it's hard to say the center.
maybe soon it'll just be the going to the.
I hope not, but no. But most people here, when I say Bartlesville Community Center, they know what I'm talking about. So I think it'll, you know, the more they say that.
And you want to get your tickets this month because next month they go up.
They do. They go from $11 to $13. So
and could run out of VIP tickets too.
So we only sell 50 tickets.
Wow.
That's all we sell in VIP because we like to keep it small. We like to keep it to where the chef can talk to you and ask questions and that kind of thing. And so we cap it at 50. And right now, I believe we're sold 35. So okay. If you want to get your tickets, you better get them because they're going fast. And usually at this time, I don't know if it's because you get to claim your seat, why everybody is going so early, which I appreciate. I love it. It's an exciting show, and most people, if you become a VIP, you want to be a VIP every year.
Sure.
You always do, because it's so much fun. You get to taste the food, you get to talk to, you get to ask questions, and usually there's a little couple extra added perks, and you know, we're doing the cake show again this year. We started that last year.
Is there still time to get on board with that?
There is still time to get on board with that. And I do believe we'll take cakes up until the day of. So as long as you get your cake in there, we should be good to go. But we have different prizes and stuff you can win for entering that competition. So if you want to do that, just give us a call here at the radio station, and you guys will get in touch, and we'll let you know what you need to do for that. And it's going to be great. I love cake. I love everything cake. So it's a passion of mine. And
you ever make those cake pops?
You know, I have never made a cake pop. But we do have a sponsor for the show. And three of our winners will receive it's a little apparatus that makes cake pops.
Oh, yeah, because you can't just, you need some equipment.
Yeah, it makes the perfect cake pop. So, we have a great sponsor that is helping us out with that. So, and it's really cool. Anyway, we'll talk about that more as we get closer to that. But, yeah, it's a really cool little gadget. So, if you like cake pops and you want to win that, then, hey, put in a cake and we'll see what we can do. We've got that People's Choice winner, and then we have some judges that will also choose some winners as well. So, but back to the farm show. It is this weekend. We are super excited, and we want to see all of you guys there. You can win all kinds of prizes. You come in, you get a goodie bag, and when you come in, there's a few things in it, but when you leave, it's busting at the seams because you get so many good things. And if you're like me and you want to get everybody's pen, I love the pens. Mm-hmm. And there's always so many pens, and it's my favorite thing. But
oh, that's great. I always love that. That's one of my, you know, going to like the state fair or whatever, I always love walking around the buildings and everything. So,
And there's a lot of cash and carry items. There's a lot of special deals. Like one of the guys that works in Bartlesville, Charles with Tech Talk, mm-hmm. Charles Miller with Tech Talk, he had purchased a tractor at the show, and he got a whale of a deal.
Oh, yeah.
Because, show deals are great. Yeah, show deals are amazing. So if you know, and I know we have guttering, we have siding, we have construction, we have outdoor. Washington County Equipment will be there, and he does all kinds of things outdoors and has outdoor equipment and things like that. So Yeah, there are so many services under one roof that if you're building a house, if you're remodeling your house, or, you know, if you just need to decorate your house.
Yeah, need some ideas.
Your farm, or, yeah. So there's just so much to look at and so many things to do. And it's a fun day. And what else are you going to do on a Saturday? Come on.
And free parking.
Clean the house. You don't have to clean the house. Yeah, just come to the show instead.
And free parking, right?
Yes.
Yep. And run us by the dates and times and location, all that good stuff.
So it is free admission as well, and it's at Nellis Hall on the Coffeyville Community College campus right there on 11th Street, the main drag through town. Can't miss us. We'll take up the parking lot. We'll take up both gyms, so we'll be a spectacle, so you can't miss us. And it's Friday, which is tomorrow, and we open at 1, and we'll run till 7 p.m. tomorrow night, and then Saturday we'll be back at 8:30, and we'll run till about 4 in the afternoon. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Well, anything else that people need to know?
Just come see us.
Yeah, come on out. Bring the family. It's gonna
you can
be
meet
a good
James.
One. You can meet me. My folks are coming in town for us. It's gonna be a good time.
Yay!
So
I love your folks.
Invite some people to it. It's gonna be a good time.
Yes, bring your neighbors, bring your friends, bring a truck load. You know,
absolutely.
Take a van.
Take a van. That's
or
great.
A bus.
Yeah, bring them all. It's going to be a fun time here in Coffeyville. Come one, come all. So, Tina, thank you so much. I know it's going to be a busy next couple days. So, we're all
I love it. I'm ready.
Yep, we're ready. Well, and we're of course, be there broadcasting live. So, it is going to be a fun time.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, hey, we do have coming up our chat with folks from Coffeyville's Reawakening. That's on the way here on the Mighty 690.